Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meets this morning. Their agenda includes a canvass of the Hinton special election returns. The county engineer will bring forward two action items. One is a final review and approval of a bridge replacement project. The second is a resolution concerning an embargo on a portion of Marble Avenue. Iowa lawmakers are considering criminal charges for those who fail to disclose that a campaign ad uses AI technology. Representative J.D. Scholten of Sioux City says AI is cutting-edge technology that's being used to try to influence elections.
This bill matches the moment. Often legislation lags behind in technology, and we all understand the importance of the 2024 election and election integrity.
AI technology can be used to generate fake video and audio of a candidate seeming to say something they've never said. A bill that passed the House on a 93-1 vote last week requires ads for candidates or ballot initiatives in Iowa to include a disclaimer which says that the ad contains AI-generated content that's been manipulated. Two people were injured Saturday in a one-vehicle accident along Iowa Highway 60 in Sioux County. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office investigated the accident that occurred on the highway 1 mile south of Hospers. A 15-year-old, Lara Williams of Spirit Lake, was driving southbound on 60 when she lost control of the vehicle, entered a ditch, and rolled. She and a passenger were transported by a Hospers and Alton ambulance to Orange City for treatment of minor injuries. Williams was cited for failure to maintain control. The sheriff's office says the Hospers Fire Department, Hospers Ambulance, Alton Ambulance, and the Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics did some tweaking of Iowa's unemployment numbers at the end of the year, leading to a revised rate for both December and January of 3%. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says it's something they do every year.
They do revisions based on either additional information they collected, or I would not pretend to explain how BLS does this.
December and January unemployment rates were first announced at 3.2% until they were revised down. Tyson Foods announced it's permanently closing its plant in the central Iowa town of Perry. A statement from the company says, after careful consideration, we've made the difficult decision to permanently close our Perry pork facility. We understand the impact of the decision on our team members and the local community. The statement says the company encourages Perry workers to apply for other jobs within the company. Tyson is Perry's largest employer with 1,200 workers. The company also has Iowa plants in 5 other communities, including Storm Lake. It employs more than 9,000 workers. You may find people around you grouchier than usual this week as they're not getting enough sleep due to the time change, but there's also a greater health risk from springing forward an hour. Dr. Denise Sariento, a cardiologist with the Iowa Heart Center in Ames, says over the 7 to 10 days after time change, they see a big rise in atrial fibrillation rates, heart attacks, stroke, and even motor vehicle accidents. Some of us adjust to the shift in time to more quickly than others, though Sorrentino says our bodies get used to going to bed and getting up at a certain time, and it's a jolt to our system to move it. The best remedy, she says, is to try to get more rest, and if your schedule permits, a power nap here and there. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.